And then typically on a normal Sunday, this is where I would begin the sermon for those upstairs, and the young people would head down if they so chose for children's church. And we're going to share some Christmas presents this morning. It's been mentioned in the meditations and such that the sermons that we had earlier in the month, we're looking at Christmas presents that Jesus has given us. You know, we looked at our church family and the gift of peace, the gift of salvation. And we led up to this morning where we said we want to then give gifts back to Jesus. So what we are going to share now for the remainder of the morning, and hopefully if you have a bulletin, you can see an insert there that says Christmas presents for Jesus. And you can see the folks who have volunteered to actually come up on the stage, and I'll just ask them to come in this order. I'm not going to get up in between every time. We can just follow along whoever is next. And I appreciate their willingness to share their gifts in that way. We're grateful for the folks who share their gifts up here every week, playing the piano, the drums, the team that does all the audio and the lights and the recording and video. And grateful to everybody. Thank you for being here this morning. You are bringing your gift by being here, by sharing, by your presence. We are grateful for your willingness to give that. So at this point in time, I'm just going to step down and we'll just follow as it is printed there in your bulletin.
Glory to the light. short story called I Knew You Would Come. Herman and I locked our general store and dragged ourselves home. It was 11 o'clock p.m. Christmas Eve of 1949. We were dog tired. We had sold almost all of our toys and all of the layaways, except one package that had not been picked up. Usually, we kept the store open until everything had been claimed. We wouldn't have woken up happy on Christmas morning knowing that some child's gift was still on the layaway shelf. But the person who had put a dollar down on that package never returned. Early Christmas morning, we and our 12-year-old son, Tom, opened gifts. But I tell you, there was something humdrum about this Christmas. Tom was growing up. I missed his childish exuberance of past years. As soon as breakfast was over, Tom left to visit his friend next door. Herman mumbled, "I'm going back to sleep. There's nothing left to stay up for." So there I was alone, feeling let down. And then it began, a strange, persistent urge. It seemed to be telling me to go into the store. I looked at the sleet and icy sidewalk outside. "That's crazy," I said to myself. I tried dismissing the urge, but it wouldn't leave me alone. Finally, I couldn't stand it any longer. It kept getting stronger, and I got dressed. Outside, the wind cut right through me, and the sleet stung my cheeks. I groped my way to the store, slipping and sliding. In front stood two boys, one about 9, the other about 6. "What in the world? See, I told you she would come," the older boy said jubilantly. The younger one's face was wet with tears, but when he saw me, his sobbing stopped. "What are you two doing out here?" I scolded, hurrying them into the store. "You should be at home on a day like this." They were poorly dressed. They had no hats or gloves, and their shoes barely held together. I rubbed their icy hands and got them up close to the heater. "We've been waiting for you," replied the older boy. "My little brother Jimmy didn't get any Christmas. We want to buy some skates. That's what he wants. We have these $3, he said, pulling the bills from his pocket. I looked at the money. I looked at their expectant faces. And then I looked all around the store. "I am sorry," I said, "but we have no..." And then my eye caught the sight of the package laying on the shelf all by itself. "Wait a minute," I told the boys. I walked over, picked up the package, unwrapped it, and miracles of miracles, there was a pair of ice skates. Jimmy reached for them. Lord, let them be his size. And miracle added upon miracle, they were his size. The older boy presented the dollars to me. "No," I told him, "I want you to have these skates, and I want you to use your money to get some gloves." The boys just blinked at first. Then their eyes became wide like saucers, and their grin stretched wide when they understood I was giving them the skates. What I saw in Jimmy's eyes was a blessing. It was pure joy, and it was beautiful. My spirits rose. We walked out together, and as I locked the door, I turned to the older brother and said, "How did you know I would come?" I wasn't prepared for his reply. His gaze was steady, and he answered me softly, "I asked Jesus to send you." The tingles in my spine weren't from the cold. God had planned this. As we waved goodbye, I turned home to a brighter Christmas.
Divine. shall reign forevermore. Noel, Noel, come and see what God has done. Noel, Noel, the story of amazing love, the light of the world. Suffer, born to save, born to raise us from the grave. Christ the everlasting Lord, He shall reign forevermore. No way.
A son is given to us. The government will rest on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His government and its peace will never end. He will rule with justice and fairness from the throne of his ancestor David for all eternity.
No! Story of amazing innkeepers, innkeepers, won't you make room for the Holy Child? Innkeepers, innkeepers, innkeepers all, do you have room for the child?
Good morning, sleepyheads. Good to see that you can wake up and join the Legion of the Working Folk.
Hey, I've collected blankets from 3 guest rooms and given them to Mother for washing.
Okay, sure.
I already ate 2 biscuits.
Great. Yeah, but I've already watered 8 oxen, 3 lambs, and 1 very old, tired, annoying donkey.
Oh, did you see the baby?
Oh, see him? Yeah, I almost poured the feed on him. You know, it's not every day I go out and see a baby sleeping in our manger.
Tell me everything about him.
Yes, what does he smell like?
Smell? What?
You smell bad.
I'm sure he smells like heaven.
Yeah, he smells like oats. He smells like a baby who is asleep in our manger. Slobbery oats left out from last night and some hay on top of that. He's a regular baby.
But I saw the angels.
Yeah, sure did.
I overheard Mother and Father when I was coming down the stairs. Daddy said that old Amos was in the stable when he got up, holding the baby and crying.
Old Amos, there's a herald for a king. A broken-down, 1,000-year-old shepherd.
Daniel, think about it. We both know old Amos can barely walk anymore. And he came all the way from the fields to our stable to hold a baby.
Ask Amos if he saw the angels.
What is it with you and your angels?
Mother had me take out a jar of milk and some warm bread to the stable. Both of the parents were sleeping, so I just left it by the stable door. I so wanted to see the baby.
All right, let's say you're right. He's going to be some great king, all right? I went in there, all right, and he was crying, okay? Just like they do.
We're not babies.
Okay, again, say you're right. Why would the King of Kings choose us? We're just regular people.
You're regular. I'm extraordinary.
And super ordinary.
That's not even a word.
What about King David? How did he start out?
Shepherd.
Right. One day, he was out washing his sheep, and the next, he's being anointed king. How about Esther?
That was a queen.
She wasn't always queen. Before she was queen, she was a regular girl, just like me.
Yeah. Well, see, all those people are heroes. We're not them.
No, God is the hero. They are simply willing. And that's what I want to be, starting right here, right now. Willing. I'm going to go out there and see how I can help Mary. I can't do everything, but I can do something. The baby's here, and how you respond to his presence determines how ordinary you are going to be.
I hope you've enjoyed this morning, everybody sharing their gifts. I'm very appreciative, all of you that shared, and I want to thank everyone for being here, sharing your presence. As we get ready to close for the morning, I'm going to ask that you please be standing. I'm going to have a word of prayer, and then we will close with Emmanuel. Let's be praying. Father God, I thank you so much for everyone's willingness to come, Father, to worship, to remember that the reason for the season, Lord, is you. That you are the perfect gift. That you came to save each and every one of us from our sins. And Father, we just give you praise this morning. And I just pray that as we go out into the world, Lord, that we can show your light, the light of your Son, Jesus, who chose to leave glory and to come down and be born in a manger. And Father, to be the ultimate sacrifice and to conquer death. We do thank you, Lord, for this time we've had this morning. Thank you for everyone's willingness to come and everyone's willingness to share. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.